Tosfos Lo
Ba'adlo Hashem, Ham Nathiyah, and Living Makos, and Bilde Tashlumin. There are many different ways to learn. Let's delve into it a little more. How did Rashi learn Pshat in the Mishnah? Rav Meir says on the first case of the Mishnah, Eidim Zomen of Mammon have two onshin, the onish of Mammon, the onish of Malkis. Mammon for Kasha Zomam, the Malkis of Losane, and Rav Meir, as Mark explains, learns from Moti Shema, Rokin Mishalman. All that's good. But in the Mishnah, Rav Meir gives a rationale. Shalom Hashem, Hamavir, and Lidei Makos, and Lidei Tashlumin. What does it mean? According to Rashi, Hashem means the Mikra. The fact that the two different sukim is why you can get two onshin. If it were one pasuk, at least in theory, then you would not get both onshin. That was Rashi. We had Kashis on Rashi. Good. We have Yeshuvim on Rashi. That was one pshat. Then we saw Tosis pshat here, Rav Meir mi Burgundy. How does he learn pshat in the Mishnah? Lo Hashem hamvil dei makos liet hashulmin. The idea is that mammon doesn't need an ashara. An onesh haguf needs a lav in the Torah. In other words, you can't have an onesh being given to a person without an ashara. But a mammon doesn't need an ashara. Were it to be that mammon needs an ashara, then you couldn't get malchus for losane because you need the losane for it to be the onesh of kasha zamam of mammon. But since mammon doesn't need an ashara, therefore the losane is available for the malchus. Tosus brings a mashal of this. Lav shenitin l'asharas misas beizdin. If you have a lav that's needed to justify an onesh of misa, then you won't get malchus. So too over here, if the lav is needed for the onesh mammon in this case, it won't be malchus. Well, I want to focus on the Ramban and the Ritva. We started on it yesterday, but maybe we'll first say over the other pshat that you find in Tosus and Ksuvis, quoted also by the Ritva here. See how the words are so, lend themselves to all different interpretations. The same words in the Mishnah, and they mean totally different things. Tosa says in Ksuvis, and again, the Ritva quotes this over here, the same pshat. V'nira l'ri l'farish, Tosa in Ksuvis l'abbeis, Shaloh Hashem ha'mavir l'di makos l'chuli, klomar sh'atashlumin lo nichtivu b'samoch l'malkis. The tashlumin is not written in the Torah right next to the malkis. Dima yakasav b'oso pasuk atzmo lo sane v'im ana v'asisimu kashazamam. The mammon is the kashazamam. The tashlumin is the kashazamam. Had the Torah written kashazamam right next to lo sane, az vaday have amina to have a lav shenita glasa. If the Torah puts the kasha zamam right next to the lav of losane, then the lav of losane becomes a lav shenita glase where there's no malchus. But it's not true. It's not written right next to it. Avol ata shenichtav rachok zemizeh. Losane is in Parshas Yisrael, Parshas Eschanan, Naseres Adibros, Basismu kasha zamam is Parshas Shoftim. Lo havi nita glase. So it doesn't have the status of nita glase, therefore there is malchus. We find nita glase doesn't have to be dafka written there, say next to the lav. We find, for example, by gzeila, v'lo dami l'lav de gzeila, de chashiv le nita glase pek masa de makas. B'shiloch hakein, we find that lo sigzo is considered lav nita glase because of the heshiv. Afagav de the heshiv is a gzeila lo ksiv etzalav de lo sigzo. Right? Where's lo sigzo in the Chumash Rabbo say? Kedoshin. And where's Beheshev Zagzela, Rabbo say? We all know our Chumash, right? Where's Beheshev Zagzela? Vayikra. Good. Parshas Vayikra. Okay. Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Kedoshin, but not next to each other. Same Sefer, but not next to each other. So why do we call that Nitaglase? The Hasam Vade al Karchachu Nitaglase. There, notwithstanding the fact that it's not juxtaposed in the Chumash, Sharei Oker Gzela Mitachas Yadav. In other words, since the Heshev is by definition a remedy to the Losigzo, because Losigzo is taking what's belonging to somebody else by you, and now you're returning it, so that's always by definition a Nita Glase. Doesn't have to be written the Chumash right next to it. Avokrad, Simukash Zamam, Eina Oker Halav de Losane. The fact that you punish the Edim who said false testimony with Kasha Zomam, that's not inherently a remedy to Losana. The Aideshanu Osim Lo Kasha Zomam, the Asiya, the Onesh that we're imposing Kasha Zomam, Eino Nekare Duso. That doesn't reverse the Edus itself. What reverses the Edus? El Aideshahuzam, the establishing that he said Sheker, that makes the Edus negated, that we know it's Sheker. But the carrying out the Onesh, that's not undoing the Losana. The undoing is the fact that they're that the act of the Zomam, but not the Onesh of the Zomam, or the Kasha Zomam. So in other words, what Tosus seems to be saying here is that if the assay is inherently a tikkun of the lav, and you can see why, then no matter whether it's written next to it or not, that can be called nitag assay, because clearly the Torah had in mind that this is the tikkun for the lav. But if it's not necessarily that, it doesn't seem like that's not reversing the lav. It could still be nituk la'aseh if you see the Torah writing the aseh side by side with the lav. That's also, by definition, called nituk la'aseh. That's what Tosa seems to say. So by Hishavas Agzela, it's nituk la'aseh because of the svara shebo, because it's obviously undoing the Agzela. Were the onus kasha zamam written next to Losana, that would also be called nituk la'aseh. Were it to be written next to Losana, so why would it be called nituk la'aseh? Is it really undoing the lav? So Rabbi Chanan writes in Kovet Shiurim that nitak asay could be understood in two ways. You could say it's a nitak asay not to get malchus because this is the remedy, this is the tikkun, like the heshev is undoing the gzela. Or you could say it's another reason why it's called nitak asay and it's not going to get malchus because it's not similar to what lav? Lav dechasima. Lav dechasima, there's nothing associated with the violation of the lav that the Torah mentions in connection to the lav. Well, sachzom, that's the end of the story. But if there's an assay that the Torah shows you is linked to the lav, puts it right there, then it's different than the criteria that we have for malchus. That could have been another reason why there's no malchus, because it's not domed lav dechasima. So Tosus would have meant, had it been written in next to Losana, it would be nitag asay for that reason, because it's not doma d'rav d'chasima. This is Tosus here, and the Ritva also by us quotes B'Shem Tosus, again not our Tosus, by us, but B'Shem Tosus, such a pshat. Just, how does it fit the words they're both saying? Lo Hashem? Tosus didn't quite put it into the word so well. How does it fit? According to Rashi, Lo Hashem means the mikra. According to the Pshat of Rav Meir Burgundy that we have in our Tosis, what does it mean? The shame, Hamavio de Makos, is not needed. In other words, the source, Yashara, the Losana, is not needed. What's the? What do the words mean according to this Pshat? Hatashlumi were not written next to the Malkus. So Lo Hashem, where it's written, Lo Hashem Hamivio de Malkus, Vio de Tashlumi. How do you read the words?
Ne? Hashem is location.
Hashem is location. The location, that's how you read it. Where is Hashem in location? I don't know. Interesting. The Hashem, the place, that Vio de Malkus, the place, the location. Place where the Torah spoke about Malkos, you don't find in that context, in that location, the pasuk of Vidya Tashuvim. Okay, but where do you have the evidence that shame means location? Shame means this. I don't know, maybe. I'm wondering, the Ritva here, he quotes this pshat as follows. Abu Vitosus Pirshu Tamish Nasenu Rav Meir. She'ilu ha'yishneyem mishem echad ha'yimishalim ve'en aloke. Now, here are his words again. She'ilu ha'yishneyem mishem echad ha'yimishalim ve'en aloke ki afa pi she'en beruchakin hava le'gav she'nitag la'aseh she'en loken alav kasherin loken alo sigzo mi'veheshiv avo achshav she'en shnei she'mos en donemos en belav she'nitag la'aseh kima she'en ruchakin. The basic pshat of the Ritva is similar to Tosus Ksuvis in that he's saying that it's not nita glase because they're meruchakim. But what I see in the Ritva is something regarding the word shame, which I wouldn't have seen in Tosus Ksuvis. Again, let's read the words. She'ilu hayishnein mishem echad hayimisham. Does he mean here mishem echad that they're in one location? He says the opposite. He's talking about Shem Echad in what case? What example is called Shem Echad for the Ritva? So that's called Shem Echad. He says here, Lo Hashem. It's not Shem Echad. So here, Ken Gordon, what Meir is saying, Ken Gordon, the Peshat of location, even the basic gist of the Peshat is going to be the same, but the words don't fit. So what does he mean exactly? Actually, saying shnei shemos ain't done in kiva shem ruchakim. And chosin pura is called shnei shemos. I don't. Perhaps I think he means the following: that the language of veheshev es hagzeira echoes the language of lo sigzo. So it's lo sigzo. The word gezeila is there, lo sigzo, and veheshev es hagzeila. So the shame, meaning literally, the name, meaning the words, the usage of the word usage. So when the Torah is expressing the asay by co-opting the lashon of the iser that's used by the lav, then notwithstanding the fact that it's muchakim zemizeh, clearly the Torah is telling you, oh, but you see, Parshas Vayikra, Beishim is a Gzela, think Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Sigzo. I'm using the expression of Gzela. So that would be Nita Glase. Whereas over here, Lo Sane, Vasisim Lo Kashe Zomam. There's nothing in Vasisim Lo Kashe Zomam that's reminding us of Lo Sane. Were it to be written right there, then it's reminding us because it's right there in front of you. That would be clearly a nita glase, because the Torah is putting it there. But if the Torah is not putting it there, and the Torah doesn't use a language of the shame using the same type of lashon, then it becomes not nita glase. That's what I think the Ritva is saying, if I'm correct, I don't know. Although the Torah does use a lashon sheker ana ba'achiv over there. It does say ana. It does remind us of the lashon. That's right, but go there. Within Tosus and Ksuvis, so I don't think Tosus means that. I think you're quite intuiting Tosus means something, but I'm not sure exactly what the words Lo Hashem would mean exactly. It's not written in the same place, but where Lo Hashem Amvio, I don't know exactly how to fit it perfectly, and I don't know. So we have Rashi, we have Tosus by us. We have the Tosus in Ksuvis. The Ritva in Ksuvis brings the Tosus reason that we have in our Tosus. The Ritva here quotes Tosus that we find in Ksuvis. The Ritva in Ksuvis quotes the reason that the Pshat that Tosus has by us, and he doesn't like it. He calls it a dochek. It's interesting what he asks on this Pshat. Let's go over again. What was Tosus Pshat here? Rabbi Ami Burgundy, Lo Hashem, the Lo Sana is not needed for what? For Tashulim, because Mammon doesn't need an Ashara. What did Tosus say in Ksuvis when he quoted this? That plus something else. Mammon doesn't need an Ashara, and furthermore, if it needed an Ashara, you have it for a mayor in Lo Yosef. So we pointed out, why doesn't Tosus add that over here? L'chore, it's true. Rav Meir has Lo Yosifu. So even if it's Nina Sari, you have Lo Yosifu. So we suggested that because Lo Yosifu is written in the context of V'nishar Mishmo V'iro V'lo Yosifu. So what is it that's going to cause people to be intimidated and afraid? Not an Onesha Mammon, an Onesha Misa, an Onesha Malkus. So Rav Meir's Lo Yosifu would never have been, even had Mam needed an Ashara, that wouldn't have been the Ashara. So Rav Meir needs to say that, but anyway, Mam doesn't need an Ashara. Tosus in Ksuvis is a little bit unsure about this. And Tosus says either the fact that you don't need an Ashara at all, or the Ashara would be Lo Yosef. It's interesting. The Ritva uses this as his kasha on this Pshat, the Ritva in Ksuvis. When he quotes this Pshat, the Yesh Mitarzin, of it being Rashi, and he asked the Kashas and Rashi, and so on. Da'achi kama, shelo Hashem ha-mavien l'di makos tzarech la'avien l'di tashlumin, lomar, she'ilu haya efshe lanu lomar, de la mamun be'in an ashara. Had we said mamun needs an ashara, hava aminan, da asharas edim zomen la mamun hu. So on Ashakasav Elohim can hear him. How you learn a lomish in Lokan Allah? Like we know, Lav Shnitzel and Sashmiz is based in Lokan Allah. Ukach anu omim, Mammon ain't Sarah Hasra, the Kaven Shekain Lokan Allah, Philippon Shneem Mishem Ech. Even though it's both coming from Losana, but Losana is not needed for the Mammon. The Zeha Tirut Dachuk, the Yeshel of Kamagim Gumim. Why? His first kasha is the beduchta muchach in Marcus. It's clear that the Rav Meir as har as edim zomin melo yosifu lasas kadava harazeh. Vazarasim leMarcus melo sana bereacha. Vimken afilu hayinu omim the moment boy as har velo yosifu yeshrem lukos misham lo sana. So in other words, the Ritva takes for granted that Lo Yosifo is the Lav of Eden Zomin for whatever Eden Zomin. If Mama needs an Asar, that would be the Asar. So that's what Ritva asks on this Pshat. Okay, so now the Ritva presents Hanochon Yoser in the Ritva and Ksuvis, and the Ritva here presents the Pshat of the Ramban. And see, here is the biggest proof that the Pshat of the Ramban is not the same Pshat as we just read in Tosfos, which has to do with the fact that Mamun lo boi Azhara. What does the Ramban say? So we began to read yesterday. Again, you have to take the Ramban here together with the Ramban in Andav Beis. We'll read it from the Ramban and maybe again in the Ritva too. What does the Ramban say? Hachi Perusho. What is Lo Hashem? Lo tomar lo sane azhari hi va'on shel kasha zama. Kedesavi rabbanan by me'idin anu shu chayv malkus. By the sefer of the Mishnah. Don't say that lo sane is the azhara and its onus is kasha zama, like the chacham hold in the sefer. And therefore v'lo navid bei ela kasha zama. So then all you can do is give him Mammon and not Malkus, because Losana has, the Torah gave you the onesh of Kashazama for Losana. Asara Meila Meimar, Dazarasei, Melo Yosifu Nafka. No, Rav Meir is Mamish working off of his sheet in the Sefer. Vahaila Babi Nafshu. And Losana stands apart from that. Stands separate from that. The love of Kasha Zamam, the love for Kasha Zamam is Lo Yosifu. Therefore, Mechayv Alei Malkus, because he holds Loka Mishal. No, so what is the Ramban saying? At first glance, you'll say the Ramban sounds like a little bit like the Tosis, no. But it's not. Clearly not. What did Tosis say? Mammon will buy us her. What did Ramban say? The Ashara is Lo Yosifu. Yes, Tosis in Ksuvis brought that in as well as another possibility. So you could say one of two things, Mammon Lo Bei Ashara, or the Ashara is anyway Yosifu. Ramban doesn't say anything of Mammon Lo Bei Ashara. Why not? It's true, Mammon Lo Bei Ashara. So why is the Ramban silent about that? The Ramban says, this is what it means. It means that Losana is not the Ashara for Kasha Zamam, Lo Yosifu is. Meaning, and if Losana was Ashara, then everything would be good? What do you mean? Mamu by Ashara. So give Malkus for Losana. The Ramban is saying that it's only because the Losana is not. The Torah didn't say on Losana, Kasha Zamam, Lo Yosifu is for Kasha Zamam. Otherwise, you couldn't give Malkus for Losana, even the Makamamo. Rabosa, everyone hear that? It's clear. Even more clear in the Ramban earlier, on that base. The Gemara has the Kasha, from this, but we learn out from the Tzikos HaTzadik that Eide Ben Grusha get Malkus. So the Gemara asked, what about Lusana? Get it from Lusana? Moses Gavsha Imbo Maisa. In fact, the Ramban, the Kasharach. What do you mean? We have the Mishnah Daf here, Daf Dalit, that you get Malkus for Lusana. And for Kasher Zalman, according to Rav Meir. So Rav Meir has you get Malkus for Lusana separate from Kasher Zalman. Sakhti Gemara say Lusana is not basis for Malkus. And according to Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan only say in the Mishnah that you don't get Malkus for Lusana because the Azhara is for Eden Zalman. So how can the Gemara dismiss Lusana as a basis for Malkus? Rachamim also would acknowledge that there's a basis for Malkus for Lusana. It says the Rabbanan, Alam Nosi. The Gemara means to ask, who needs Vitzdiku? Just run with Losana by itself. Says the Gemara, if it didn't have the Vitzdiku, just the Losana, I would say, without Vitzdiku, I wouldn't know to give Malkus for Losana. Comes the Torah with Vitzdiku. However, now that you get Malkus and Vitzdiku, what love is associated with the Onesh of the Malkus of the Tzdiku, ki loku, mishem lav de losana de loku. Da hacha goli rachmana de loku ahi lav. Because we never find Malkus without a lav. Vahainu de aminan, or vahai de aminan, rabbanan, da azharu edem zo minhe. What did the Gemara say over here by us? The rabbanan consider losana as the azharu edem zo minhe. Lav lememra, de lo loki ale. That doesn't mean that you can't get Malkus for Lusana. De kol lav vade azharuhu de loki. Lusana, after the Tzdiku, Lusana has within it what it takes to give Malkus. So what does the Gemara mean for the Chachamim? Elohi kamar, what does the Gemara mean on Dalet and Beis? The Chachamim say in the Sefer of the Mishnah that you're only going to get one Malkus. Why, says the Gemara? Because Losana is needed for Sarvedim Zomimim. Hachi Kamar. Here is the key, next two lines of the Ramban, which goes with what he says here. Hecha she'idu shulchayim Malkus in Lokin Elamem. You can't get a Malkus for Losana, you're only going to get a Malkus for Kasha Zomam. She'onesh oso halav hu Kasha Zomam. This is the word that the Ramban is saying by us. That Rav Meir is telling me that's not true. Meir says no. The onesh of Kasha Zaman is an onesh on Lo Yosifu. The Chachamim who disagree, what are they saying? The onesh of Kasha Zaman is an onesh on what? On Losana. Hachi Kamar. You can't get twice Malkus. She onesh osolav hu Kasha Zaman, but hachi amarachmana. Lo sana v'reacha eit shaker v'i'ana v'asisim lo kasha zaman. Hilkach, kol hechad demekayminam kasha zaman lo yanshin alei alav de lo sana v'onish acher shezehu onsho. You can't give a separate malkus for lo sana. The Torah gave you the onish for lo sana in kasha zaman. Shezehu onsho. Aye, but by Ben Grusha, that's different. Kilo mikayminu kasha zaman vadei loki d'hal goli rachman of Vitzdiku. Rabosai, what's the picture that emerges from the Ramban now? What does the Mishnah mean? Lo Hashem. What is our mayor disagreeing with? What are the Chachamim saying? That you cannot get an onesh malkus for losana because the Torah says what the onesh is for losana. Says Rav Meir, no, that Lo Yosifu is where Kasha Zaman is onus for Lo Yosifu, not for Losana. What the Ramban is doing is bringing the Sefer of the Mishnah into the Reish of the Mishnah. In other words, Rav Meir's statement is Lishitaso in the second part of the Mishnah. And the Chachamim's basis for disagreeing with Rav Meir and the Reisha is based on what they say in the Sefer. It's all intertwined. We asked last week, are the two parts of the Mishnah totally one and the other? For the Ramban, the answer is yes. The machlokes between Rebbeinu Chachamim about whether the lav of Eidim Zomer is lo yosifu or lo sana, that's what underlies the machlokes in both parts of the Mishnah. We're going to run into problems in just a minute. In the Gemara, you should be jumping out of your seats in a second. What's going on? What am I saying here? The first one of the Gemara is difficult. We're going to read in the Gemara. But this is what Rabban is saying. But let's explain this. How it's different than Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that the issue in Lo Hashem is Mamon Lo Bayas Hara. Because Tosfos was speaking from the perspective of if the lav is needed for an onesh of mamon, then you can't get malchus for it. Mashal to lav to nitan lasharas misus beizdin. The Ramban is not thinking in those terms. The Ramban doesn't say a word about mamon lo bayas hara. The Ramban is saying because he has hara is lo yosifu. Were it not to be lo yosifu, then you wouldn't get malchus, says the Ramban, because zehu onsho. That the kasha zamam is the onesh for losana. For the Ramban, it's not relevant if mamon boyas hara lo boyas hara. Even if mamon lo boyas hara, that's in terms of the different issue. Can you have an onesh of mamon with anas hara in the Torah? The answer is yes. Tosis bore raya. Tosis shein ba'ayin. We were magia the tosis. What is the girsa? Shor hamuad. Shor ubor. All good. You can have an onesh of mamon with anas hara in the Torah. Good. No one argues in that. But, according to the Chachamim, you cannot get Malkus for Losana when you're getting an Onesh Kashazama. Because Zehu Onsho, the Torah is telling me what to do when you for the Losana. The Torah gave you the Onesh. If that's what the Pshat is, it doesn't matter whether it's Misa, Malkus, Mamun. It's all the same. It's one Kashazama. Kashazama is the Onesh for Losana. The fact that mamon lo bayas hara is irrelevant. This is the onus for the chacham, for losana. Rabosa, you hear the difference between Tosfos and the Ramban. It's muchach that this is not Tosfos. The Ritva himself, when he quotes this pshat, it's clear. We saw in Ksubas he quoted this pshat of Tosfos, and then he says dochek. He had the kasha that he asked. Then he quoted the Ramban's pshat. The Ramban himself, in the same piece that we just started reading, Beis on the Beis, a minute later mentions the rule of Lav Shanitin Lasharas Misas Beisdin. Until now, he wasn't talking about that issue. It's a totally different issue. Lav Shanitin Misas Beisdin means that if the Lav is needed in order that there can be an onesh in the Torah for Misa, then it's not available for Malkus. So that's what Ramban discusses. The Gemara could have said that also in Beis on the Beis. But the Ramban here is talking about something different. He says, as he puts it, the Chacham hold in the Sefer, you can't get Malkus a second time for Lusana because Onesh Osolav, who Kasha Zamam. The Torah tells me what the Onesh is for the Lusana. It's Kasha Zamam. V'hochi Amrachmana. Lusana Brecha Eid Shaker V'i Ona Vasizm Kasha Zamam. The Ramban doesn't use these words, but this is very much similar to one of the ways to understand Lav Shanita Glase. What does it mean, Lav Shanita Glase? We mentioned in Tosfos and Ksubas, but what does it mean? The normal way to think about it, what is the pshat? Lav Shanita Glase Ein Lokin Alav. There's a Lashon Rashi in Shmuel Stav Gimel that just gives you it's probably other places too, but I just quoted from Rashi Shmuel Stav Gimel. Lav shenitak lase ein lokin alav. Rashi says, what's the lashon? Nitak. It's nitak from what? Lashon Rashi. This is on the statement of Yehuda, by Nosa, right? Achal osase. Im tosir, the avarta alav, and you violate the lav of Nosa, but eish tisrof. Nitko hakasu ba'asei zeh, with this asay, but eish tisrofu, this prescription, but eish tisrofu, nitko hakasu me'on shan shal shar lavin. Lomar, Zehu Anso, V'takanas Averoso, Sheyisrafen. How's Rashi touch it? Why is no sir? A lot of people are saying not to get Malkus. By the Torah saying, the Torah is not ko, says Rashi, nitak. It was detached, not ko, it was pulled away with this assay from the onus of Shalavin. The Torah is saying, no, not the onus of Shalavin. I'm pulling it away from that and directing you and telling you, Zehu onso v'takanas. That's Lashon Rashi toward the bottom of Gemara of Beis and Shavuos. This is what I hear in the Ramban, without hearing those words, Nitaka say, the Ramban is saying that if we understand that the Torah says Kashazamam is one entity. It's not a different Kashazamam if it's Mammon or if it's Malkus or Misa. Kashazamam is Kashazamam, and it's called Kashazamam. The Torah wants Kashazamam, that you do Kashazamam, to be the onus of Losan. So it doesn't matter that Mammon will buy Yashara. We're not talking about it from the perspective of the love is available for the Malkus because you don't need an Yashara. We're not talking about that issue. We're talking about a gather of Nitak Laseh here, almost like that. The Torah is telling me, you should know, I'm being the Ramban in that base. Don't be Sana Eid Shaka, and if you do, then you're getting Kashazama. That's the Chachamim. Says Rameir, no, it's not true. Lo Hashem HaMaviru De Makos Maviru De Tashulmin. In other words, the Kashazamam is not the onesh of Losane. The Kashazamam is the onesh of? Oh, you see, for Losane is the basis for Malkus. Okay, this is Ramban, and again, you'll see in the Ritva as well. Just to read the words of the Ritva, I'll take your question. Go to me a second. HaMachuv Yosef Bazeh, the Ritva Bayas, Mashapir Shrabbeinu Moshe Ben Nachman, Zechonu Levracha. Shelo Hashem Amavim Ladei Malkus Vidin Teshumin Bal Omar Shelo Sana Shechayav Nolav Malkus Ein Amavim Teshumin Shein Lo Sana Ashar Lo Onish Kasuz Amam Dego Yosifu Lasso Su Ashar Lehem Sheilu Hayakein Vada Ein Aloka Lav Shekva Pireish Hakasuv Onsho Shelav. That the Torah, again, it's like the Torah is neat, menatic it from the normal Onish. Pireish Hakasuv, the Torah tells you what the Onish is. That's the Onish. That precludes the other Onish. The Torah is going out of it and say, this is the onesh. Then you can't bring another onesh out to play. Shapirish hakos of onesh shalavze lasus kashazamam ve'ein lo nulod in lo onesh acher. We're not going to put another onesh. The Torah told you what the onesh is. Avo achshav sheim shnei shemos the losan asaras lomalkus the kos of miudit hashulmin for the kashazamam asar acheres yesh lo lokim shalem. Yeah, please.
How the Ramban learns, like how we read the Ramban about the Rameir Lomimar Lomdashara, so how does she read the Loyosifu?
In other words, the Torah says, don't do X, and if you do, what's the X? According to the Ramban, that's the difference. The Chacham say, Lo Sane V'im Anisa Eitsheke Hasifu Kashizama. So the Hasifu Kashizama is, the Torah has given you the onus for Lo Sane. I mean, it says, no, the Torah hasn't. Vasil Kashir Zamam is not directed as at the Losana. It's not that the Torah gave you the onus of Losana in Kashir Zamam. Kashir Zamam is the response to Velo Yosef. Therefore, the Losana remains available for Malkus.
And what's the onus for Rameh?
The Kashir Zamam is the onus for Velo Yosef, and the Malkus is the onus for Losana. How do I know I get Malkus for Losana at Abel Meisen? What's the answer? The Ramban before? Fitzvik. The Rambam said, you hear the very different picture, but you should be jumping out of your seats with a simple kasha here. I'm waiting for it. Yeah. Oh, very good. I'm waiting. Good. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. I'm waiting for that. The Lashon HaMishnah. Kol Mishal Min Elokim. Ask even stronger. Okay, in the Lashon HaMishnah, ask stronger. The first piece of Gemara on this Mishnah. Top the Gemara, Pshat, in the first part of the Mishnah. I understand the Chachamim. I don't understand Rav Meir. Why do I understand the Chachamim? Bishlama l'Rabbanan. Why does it say in the Mishnah that the Chachamim say, Kol Mishal Min Elokim? Says the Gemara, why? No? Kidei Rishasok. Shemish Achlet HaMachayim. So that's why Mishamin Aloke. Okay. As Rashi explains in the Mishnah, usually it's the other way. Loke Rei Misham. Here it's Mishamin Aloke. Good. But Rameir my Taima, Gom Motzi Shema. According to the Ramban, what's going on here? According to the Ramban, the Pshat in the Chachamim is not, it's simple. Because Lo Sana has its onesh of Kashazama. The same way the Chachamim in the Sefer of the Mishnah hold, you only get one Malkus and not two. Because Pirish Lecha, because of the Losana's Malkus is the onesh of the Losana, so you can't get a separate onesh for the Losana. That's the same thing in the beginning of the Mishnah. The Kasha Zama Mammon is the onesh for Losana, you're not going to get a Malkus for Losana. So what do you mean Kedir Shasso? Kedir Shasso means you have two, a basis for two onshin. But you have one and you don't get both. We're saying here that the Chacham says, Zehu Onsho, that's the Ramban. That's the Rav Meir's coming off Fuki that he says, no. The Kashazamim is the Onesh of Lo Yosef. But the Chachamim, their basis of disagreement is the same as in the Sefer. So what's the Kedir Shasso? And what's Kol Mishalm in Aloka? Rosa, you see why this is a problem. So, who addresses this on some level? The first comment of the Ritva on the Gemara. Yes. The Gemara says, right in the beginning of the Gemara, why the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, Mishalim Be'en Aloke? Because of Kedei Rishasa. Because you don't get both onshin. The Mishnah says, Loke Mishalim, as Mar goes on to say, the Chachamim say you don't get two onshin. The Ramban just got finished explaining the Pshat in the Mishnah that Rav Meir's Lo Hashem is coming, La'afuke the Chachamim, who disagree with Rav Meir in the Sefer and the Mishnah as well as the Reisha, and they say you cannot get Malkus for Losana because when the Torah says Kasha Zaman, it's the Torah is addressing the Losana and saying the im Anisa Eivah Sheker then Kasha Zaman Zehu Onsho says Rav Meir. So, and if that were true, the Torah would be saying in effect there is no other onesh for Losana. This is the onesh. So the reason for the Chachamim would seem to be very clear. The same way in the Sefer of the Mishnah, they say you get one time Malkus, not two, because the onesh of the Losana is the onesh of Kasha Zamam. So in the Reisha, the onesh of the Losana is the Kasha Zamam of Mammon. So who's talking about Kedir Shasso? Clear? So what does the Ritva say? Unbelievable thing. Amazing. Ritva, he's the one who quoted the Ramban's Pshat just before on the Mishnah. Zakta Ritva. Gemara, Bishlam or Rabban Rishasso, Leperush Haramban Zal. He just quoted the Ramban on the Mishnah. LeRavcha de Milsa Nakinan Haytaima. When the Gemara says the time of the Chachamim in the Reish as Kedir Rishasso, it's quote LeRavcha de Milsa. What does that mean, LeRavcha de Milsa? What LeRavcha de Milsa? What does it mean?
Extra.
It's extra, it's just like an extra, you know, it's just extra comfort. It's not necessary. Yeah, that too. You could say that too. L'ravcha de milsa. Unbelievable thing. L'ravcha de milsa. Bishkom rabbonon k'dei v'shasso. L'ravcha de milsa. D'habalavcha chinami. Even without k'dei v'shasso, it's good. Why don't you say that you're not going to get Malkus? Kevan de l'rabbonon, he's not asking Akasha, but that the Gemara explains, but gotta be the safe of the Mishnah. Ain't a loka Mishalim. Shahashem Hamavion Lide Malkus, Mevilide Tashlum, and it was Lofuki Rav Meir. The shame of Losana, that's Lide Malkus, that's Lide Shalom. So you can't get the Malkus because you get the onus of Kashazam, so long show. So Kedir Rishasso, the Gemara, the Rav Chedevils. Very peculiar. Why? I don't understand this. Kedir Rishasso, whatever the most means, you can say this, you can say this also. Kedir Rishasso, by definition, means that how many onshin do I have here that are relevant, that should be applicable, that should be brought to bear on this person? Two. But Kedir Rishasso gets one. How can it be called Ravcha de Milsa? According to the Ramban, Pshat and the Chachamim, there is no basis for the Malkus. Zehu Onsho, the Torah precludes the other onus. This is the onus. So how can you say Kedir Rishasso L'Ravcha de Milsa? Kedir Rishasso, by definition, means that there are two onshin that are shayach here. But the way the Ramban teaches it, it's not like you have to own Shin. There is no Mechayiv in Malkus. Kedir Yisrael means I have a generating reason, a factor to be Chayiv, Onish 1 and Onish 2. The way you were saying it now, there is no Mechayiv in Malkus. And then we ask the way you asked the Kasha, also strong, Lashna Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara, Rav Chedinosa, Lashna Mishnah, also Rav Chedinosa. Kol HaMishah Remein Aloke. Is that the Pshat? Kol HaMishah Remein Aloke. Sounds like the because you have the Mammon, so there's no Malkus. It sounds like Kedei Rishasu Svar. But the way the Ramban is saying, it's not Kol HaMishah Remein Aloke. What is it? Zawon Show. That means Kol HaMishah Remein Aloke. The words sound like Kedei Rishasu idea. You can't have two Onshin. Loke ben Mishalein, Kol HaMishah Remein Aloke. Kol HaMishah Remein Aloke sounds like a Kedei Rishasu idea, not what the Ramban is saying. But I'll make it even more difficult for you. More difficult. Okay, this is hard enough. We have a whole sugya in Suvis. If you remember a week ago, I bothered to go through not just Lam Beis on the days where Yochanan comes in and this Mishnah gets quoted, but Lam Beis on the Aleph, which was a prelude to Lam Beis on the days. Rabbi Yochanan comes on the scene, Lam Beis on the days in Suvis, with the rule of basically when you have Malkus and Mammon, what should it be? Loke v'ena mishalein. We have an exception in Chova b'chavero, mishalein v'ena loke. We have an exception in Eden Zomin, mishalein v'ena loke, b'feresh ribs the Torah. Before Rabbi Yochanan came on the scene, we had Ula. And Ula says, these are not exceptions. What is the rule when you have Malkus and Mammon? What is the rule? Which one do you get? According to Ula? Mammon. Mammon, not Malkus. And the Gemara has Oshak and Atar. You had to explain where Ula gets it from. The Gemara ends up trying to say, Gomar mi chova v'chavero. Gomar me Eden Zomin, maybe from the combination. Gomar me Eden Zomin. That means that the Beferish Ribbis of Torah is not just the Rav Chedinosa issue. The Gemara is taking this matter very seriously. To use this halacha of the Chachamim in the Mishnah, that the Torah is going out of the way to say Mishalein, the Enoloke, as a basis to be Melameid on Kol HaTorah Kula, when I have two Mechayivim, Malkus and Mama, Mishalein Enoloke, like we see by Eden Zomin. The way the Ramban is explaining Pshat and the Chachamim, and that the Gemara is all Rav Chedinosa, then how can it be a Melameid? It's all hypothetical, it's not true, it's a Rav Chedinosa. What's going on here? Both say, it's bothering me. It's not just a Lashon HaGemara that's difficult. A Lashon HaMishnah that's difficult. A Sugyas HaGemara, that using this Mahalach of the Chachamim, that this should be for Ula a Melameid, for Kol HaTorah Kula, that when I have two Chiyuvim, one of Mammon, one of Malkus, that just like the Torah says by Edim Zomimin, that the Onesh that you get is not the Malkus, but the Onesh we get is the Mammon, so too, everywhere else, you won't get the Onesh of Malkus, but Mishalim Be'enoloket. But according to this Ramban, the whole issue here is a whole new issue. It's not because of that, not because of Kedei Rishasa. So it's a Rav Chedinosa, you want to add that, whatever that means. But basically, you can't get Malkus because there's no Mechayiv in Malkus, because Zeh Oncho, the Torah gave you Kasha Zama. What do you do with the Sugi and Ksuvis? This you have to wake me up in the middle of the night with an answer. I don't have an answer. Mamish, I don't understand Pshat. Hard enough with the Ritva here, Rav Chedinosa, and the Lashon HaMishnah. But the Sugyas HaGemara and Ksuvis, it seems to be taking the Chachamim very seriously. You see, all according to Tosvos that we began with, it's totally different issue in the Reish than in the Sefer. They're not connected. Why does the Gemara need to say Kedei Rishasa for the Reisha and for the Sefer? It's because of Losana being the Asar for Edom Zomim. Because how did Tosis understand the issue in the Sefer? That the Gemara means that when it comes to the Onesh Haguf of Malkus, so then Losana, since the Asar of Edom Zomim is Losana, and you can't have an Onesh Haguf without a Lav, so the Losana is going to be the basis for the Malkus of Kasha Zaman, therefore it's not available for an Onesh of Malkus for itself. That's true when it comes to an Onesh of Malkus. That's in the Sefer of the Mishnah. However, in the Reish of the Mishnah, we're not talking about an Onesh Haguf. We're talking about an Onesh of Mammon. And Mammon lo bai Ashara. So therefore, losana is not needed as an ashara for the onesh hamamon. Therefore, what's the reason for the chum and the reisha? Says the Gemara, what does it have to be? Kedim reshaso. There's a mechayev in malchus and mechayev in mamon, but you can't get both. The first bit of the Torah, yad v'yad, mamon v'lo malchus. That's in the reisha. In the seifa, it's malchus and malchus. It's not kedim reshaso. So now we have a different issue in the seifa for the chachamim, because losana is needed as an ashara for the malchus of tashas zaman. Beautiful. That's the Tosis on the bottom of the page. Amid Beis, the first words of the Tosis. That's the bottom Tosis on down Amid Beis. The Imtomer le'ilgam imi'idim anu shechay masayim zuz le'ma ha'itayim le'rabbanon. Lomer le'lameimar, look with me at the bottom of the page. I skip ahead to the bottom Tosis. Lomer le'lameimar k'nei b'shasso. Yesh lomer d'achi komar. Ashar le'idim zolmimin shem i'idin shechay malkis. D'lo havi loki me'kash ha'zomam ilav he's here, the onesh agufelum kin he's here, right? That's in the Sefer. Avula il de mayri de kashazam de mamon vadilo baya azhara. So what do you need to say in the Reisha for the Chachamim? What's the reason why Mishamer and Aloka? So are the Reisha and the Sefer connected? No. What did the Ramban do? The Ramban, in reading Rav Meir a certain way, has connected the Reisha and the Sefer in understanding the underlying machlokas for Amir and the Chachamim in both the Reish and the Sefer the same way, which basically moves Kedei Rishaso as not the main reason for the Chachamim. So the Ritva says, in the Chanami, it's Rav Chedin Nosa. And we're wondering, how can it be Rav Chedin Nosa if there's no Machayev at all for the Malkus? Then Kedei Rishaso doesn't speak to a case like that. Even Rav Chedin Nosa, what about the Lashon HaMishnah? What about the Sugya Sagamara and Ksuvis? Okay, big problem. But at least we have another Pshat in the Mishnah, and we see what the Ramban is doing, but we have problems here. Yeah, please.
Can we say that according to the Ramban, he holds that the reason that you'd be chayav mamon as well is just like Tosfos in the Mela, it's a mazik in Zomamin.
Garmi, what do you mean? Garmi, chayav garmi, but that's only if he paid. That's by kasher asa. We discussed in Dav Gimel this issue. That would, if you say, Kasha Zomam, the low Kasha Asa, but maybe there's still another reason why you should have to pay because of Gami. And we discussed if there's a halach of Kasha Asa, the Osachai, why don't you pay twice? We discussed that issue. You don't pay twice for the same mazik. That's all when he actually causes the loss. Here, there was a Gemara Mistamir, it was not that way. It was just the Psak halacha, Psak din of the Beis Din that he owes. And then there's a basis of Kasha Zomam of Mamu. And Rav Meir says he gets that onesh plus Malkus for Losana. The Chachamim say, "Kol Mishal Min Aloka." The Ramban is putting into the Chachamim the reasoning of the Sefer, and again, the Gemara becomes Garavcha the Nosa, and then the Sugi and Ksuvis Mamish don't know what to do with. What you're not going to help you. That's only the case where it's going to be Gamni, when it's going to lead to a Hefsid Mamon. We're talking about a case where it's Kashizam. The Psak of Kashizam is the basis for the Chiyav Mamon.
Why does Tosfos not have the issue in the beginning?
As Tosfos explains, because for Tosfos, the Gemara Svara for the Chachamim is only relevant to the Sefer, because what the Gemara is saying is, for the Onesh Haguf of Malkus, of Kasha Zaman, you need a Ashara in the Torah somewhere that can allow us to be able to administer an Onesh Haguf. So if the Kasha Zaman Onesh is Malkus, then the Losana is now unavailable for its own Malkus, because you need that to justify the Malkus of Kasha Zaman. But when it's an onesh mamon of kasha zamam, you don't need an ashara in the Torah. Therefore, the losana could have been mechayev malchus. So for that, you need the reason of kedei reshaso. That's what Tosfos on the bottom of the page, Dalet Amud Beis. That's the little Tosfos. But the Ramban, who learns pshat in Rav Meir's Lo Hashem to be Rav Meir v'shitaso in the Seifa, because other than Rav Meir, if you go to Chachamim, then you have another reason not to get malchus, because zehu onsho. That's true by Mammon as well as by Malkus. Zewon, the Torah told me what to do with the Losana. It's like, I need the glace idea. Comes that the Shiva Chachamim is not going to be based on Lekidei Rishaso. So in Achanami, we're happy to see the Ritva points it out. But what does the Ritva say? What does it mean?
Well, it's not just that
Mammon
Lekidei.
Maybe our Gemara, when it says Bishol and Rabbanan Lekidei Rishaso, it's not from Lekidei Rishaso, it's obviously from Lo Yosifu, as the Rabban is saying. So it's not an explicit. It's not explicit stira against kedei risha. So that would be mechayev shei risha. Yes, we're only doing one, but by, for a mayor, he's explicitly against kedei risha. So we're not using kedei risha. So to go with.
That's what the Rav Chaim Milsim means. And komisham and nagok in the Mishnah. What do you do with the lashna Mishnah? Like they were asking before from the lashna Mishnah. And the sugi kesulis. Okay, good. All right. Also, Rav Chaim Milsim. Okay. And what about the sugi kesulis? That's already.
That's enough.
Okay. I hear.
I mean, I don't know what to do with the Rav Chaim Milsim, but for the Ramban, maybe the kedei risha is what's telling us that the Chachamim hold that lo sana is the lav and kasher zom is the onish. I mean, not that lo sana is its own punishment. Because of kedei risha, we need the lo sana and kasher zom is the onish.
What do you mean? Once we understand it to be a certain way, this zehu onsho, as Rabban puts in the base, lo sana, and if you did it, basis mukasha zama. What is the kedei rishaso coming to add? Okay, let's leave it. Let's see baita. Go baita meanwhile. Maybe we'll have a teretz by the end of the sugya. But meanwhile, baita in the sugya. Tosis. Bishlam Rabbanan. So we start the Gemara. Bishlam Rabban Kedei Rishaso. Says the Gemara, we understand Sidus Chachamim. Yeah, Kedei Rishaso. Mishamisha Achasatam Chaibo. Elor, a mayor, my time. What does it mean, the Drasha Kedei Rishaso? Then you have a Chi of Mam and a Chi of Malkus. So the Chachamim will say, you get the Chi of Mamon. Vahai Resha wrote Salomar Mamon. In other words, kedei rishaso, meaning when you have a chiyuv mam and malkus, you won't get both. The kedei rishaso speaking to a case of two chiyuvim, malkus and mama. Elor a meir my time perush. What's the gemara's kasha of a meir? Haksiv kedei rishaso de mashma mishum mishachas at the mechayvel. So why would a meir say that there'd be two chiyuvim lo keu mishale? What about kedei rishaso? V'im tamar umay parich. What's bothering the Gemara here on Rav Meir? Vabiksubas muki hai kragu lokinulamisa. The Gemara Mefurish in Ksubas explains that Rav Meir also has a way to explain kedei rishaso, not in a case of malkus umamon. There Rav Meir says lokin umishalmin, but rather in a case of malkus and misa. That there, what onus will they get? What onus? Misa, not malkus. So Rav Meir has a pshat there. What's bothering the Gemara? That's all included in the question. El Rav Meir havle le midrash velomar rishaso she'ena tamachayvim shemeshtei rishos velo lelokin ulemisa. In other words, we should use it. We should use it for the case of malkus and mammon. Chachamim use it for malkus and mammon. Could be chacham also use it for misa and malkus, but malkus and mammon is obviously part of it. Why would a mayor leave it and not learn it from Malkus and Mammon? It must be there was some reason why he understood that it's not going in Malkus and Mammon. It must be he has a separate limud with Moshe Shema. Stam interesting. Tosis points out that the Rasha is Mammon. Kedei Rishaso means you're giving him the onesh of which one? It's Edom Mammon. And this parsha, this the context of this pasuk is what? What are we discussing? What does it say next word for the pasuk? Malkus, very interesting. There's a lesson in the pasuk. The shofet makes him bend down. The kohol lefanav kedei rishaso b'mispar. So the very words of the pasuk are discussing giving him malkus, and the drasha now according to chachamim is what when you have malkus together with mammon kedei rishaso that a case of edim zomin. What are they getting? They're getting what? They're getting mammon. And what is the pasuk discussing? Getting malchus. Very strange, no? Very strange. I mean, Tosis is saying, Kedei Rishaso, the Resha is Mammon. Kedemuchach Biksuvis. What's Kedemuchach Biksuvis? What does Tosis mean to quote here? What does he mean? Kedemuchach Biksuvis?
The
fair strips the Torah. That's the Rashi quotes on the Mishnah. The Gemara has Yad the Yad, that we have a Drasha that the Edom Zomim have to pay Mammon. So it's strange. In the context of Edom Zomimin, Kedei Rishaso, Resha means Mammon. But if you read the Pshuto Shul Mikra, what's the sense you get in Pshuto Shul Mikra? Kedei Rishaso Malkus. Odd. Yeah, you have to say like this: it's a Pshuto Shul Mikra and it's a Drasha. The drasha has a different, like, it has a life of its own. Kedevish, it was like we take it out of the context. Kedevish also abam yakenu, but kedevish also mishum risha achas. And the context of Eden Zomim in Risha can mean Mammon, because we have the other pasuk of the Teresh of the Torah, Yad B'Yad. So Kedevish also on the drasha level, mean Mammon below Malkus. That was Tosa. And Rameir doesn't, Nimor asks, Rameir should say the same thing. Elamai, Rameir must have another Mokar. Okay. Yeah.
How do you read the Kozem in Apircha?
Kozem in Apircha means that the Gemara understands that Rameir would use Kedevish also for a different case, of different combination of Onshin. But that's good for the kasha. Why does he do that? Kozem and Apircha, I know what you're going to say, but why wouldn't he use Kedivish also for Malkus and Mammon, like the Chachamim do? The answer is, he has Motzi Shemra teaching me that Malkus and Mammon are both together. Therefore, Kedivish also for a mayor is not going to be Malkus and Mammon, it's going to be Misra Malkus. Good. Gomar mi Motzi Shemra, right, next Tosfos. So what is Gomar answer? Ula says, Rameir learns from Motzi Shemra. He learns from Motzi Shema that Lokin and Mishalmin. V'yim Tomar Lefu Nami Eidim Zomin in Motzi Shema. The Afal Pi the High Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Yisira Meir has no problem learning from Motzi Shema to the din of to say Lokin and Mishalmin by Eidim Zomin. Because afterwards, the Gemara says he owes Eidim Zomin as a Knas. Says Tosus, let him also learn from Eidim Zomin. Eidim two Eidim Zomim from Motzi Shemra, they're both Knas. The Alpha P that's a Lav Shemra Maisa, you get Malkus. In other words, we have the Hemshach HaGemara, right? The Gemara says some have a different application of Ula's statement of Gomam and Motzi Shemra that's going on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the Lav Shemra Maisa, Lokin Olav. That we learned from Motzi Shema from Mr. Lokin Olav. But the truth is, when we started with that, we had some problems because we had a kasha Malu Motzi Shema Shekein Lokin Mishalem. Rameir doesn't have that issue. Rameir should be able to learn out straight from Motzi Shema to Eidim Zomin that you get Malkus, even though it's Imbo Maisa. So Lusana. If a lav shemba maisa, she get malchus, gomim moti shemra. So then what do I need? Vayim bin akosavash. It's Tosus Kash. Okay? Good? Clear? Yeah?
He means vidstiku on
the. This gets a little complicated. Okay? The words of Tosus, vayim bin akosavash. Quite right. You're quite right. V'yesh shlomer. What does Tosus answer? The moti shemra gufei lo yadana delaki el mivayim bin akosavash. Ked the amar pegnama shinispatita. How do we know that Motzi Shema gets Malkus? In order to know that, you have to deal with the pasuk, you have to include the Rambam of Rashi as part of that. How do we know get Malkus? It doesn't say explicitly. L'madnu yisru mi v'yisru, v'yisru mi ben, u'ben mi bin, v'yam bin akos of Rashi. What does the Gemara say there, as we spoke it out once? That the yisru, so it says by Motzi Shema, so we learned that from the yisru of Ben Soro Mora, and that says the word ben. So that ben gets connected, associated with the word din hakosa rasha. So v'yisru disciplining him. What does it mean? Based in discipline to Motzi Shema. So v'yisru ben mi bin malchus. So what is Tosus answer? That comes out that we couldn't just say we're going to learn Eidim Zomim get malchus from lav shemra yisalokin olav from Motzi Shema, because and what are you bin hakosa rasha? Because Motzi Shemra's Malkus would not exist were not for the pasuk when Ben Akosa Rasha. Adkan Divin Tosfos. And here, Mamish, we have a pel of Akasha. Binyamin's already asking this question. What's still difficult here? So Tosfos, you need by Ben Akosa Rasha. So everything is good? But how do I know you get Malkus by Eden Zomim? How do you know you get Malkus Eidim Zomim for Losana? The Gemara doesn't say just the Akosa Rasha. It says more than that. It's based on what? The Tzadik is a Rasha. What does it have to do with it? The answer is, there were first Eidim, there were Mashiach the Tzadik. Now come the second Eidim. A whole drush of Eidstiku, the Remez Eidim Zomim, Eidstiku. So how did Tosus answer the Kasha? By saying, well, you need Vayim Ben Akosa Rasha in order to know Moshe Shema gets Malkus. So therefore, anyway, you need Vayim. Yeah, that's true. I need Vayim Ben Akosa Rasha. But what do you need what? What if it's tiku? All that, the chur shouldn't be necessary. To learn out kashas malchus by even zomim, you can know it just from moti shemra. Having vayim binakol zavasha, you can already get the limud from that, Aiden Zoman, without the tiku. So this is not, this is a kasha b'kiv eger, not over here, but al der al zer b'kiv eger asked this kasha in Sanhedrin, on a tosis in Sanhedrin. There's a tosis in Sanhedrin, daf yud, on the drasha, on the gemara that we have daf days, so you have it in Sanhedrin, daf yud. The gemara brings the drasha of Ula, Remez Reidim Zomim min Torah Minayin, and the whole drasha, v'tzdiku v'eshiu. And then the Gemara's kasha that we have in Beis on Beis, the typically Milosana. And the answer of the Gemara was, no, Mishim Dehadilav She'imu Maisa in Lokanola. So that's the Gemara on Daf Yudam Elav. So there's a little Tosis over here. Tosis wonders as follows. We know that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that we have in our Gemara, Daf Dalam Beis and Makis, the Lav She'imu Maisa, what's the Yidah hold? Loken alav. So does this Gemara that asked the Kasha, what do you need to come under the Tzdiku and the Remez Reidim Zomin, Tepe de Milosana? And the answer is, Lav Shein Bo Maise, in Loken alav. What about Kunt Rabbi Yehuda? Kunt Rabbi Yehuda, Lav Shein Bo Maise, Loken alav. So Chora, the Kasha still remains, Tepe de Milosana. The Gemara's answer would not work for Rabbi Yehuda. That's Tosis' question. Clear, everybody? Yeah. So what is Tosis' answer? Take a look. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda d'isri b'chol duch d'lokan olav asi ha'ishinui. This teretz of the Gemara of Lapshei Maisa works even for Rabbi Yehuda. Why? D'ha me'edim zom min yal for Rabbi Yehuda per kamen d'makis. Has Rabbi Yehuda learned out that there's malchus for Lapshei Maisa? From where? Made in Zomim. What does the Gemara actually do? What does the Gemara actually say? How does he learn it out? From what? From a combination of what? What? Has Rabbi Yehuda learned Rav Shemaisa Loken Alav? And Dalad and Bezin. What? Tzadah Shava of? Which is Shemra and Edom Zomim and Tzad Chomer Lo Parach. Right? That's the Gemara. So part of the limud of the Melamed from Yehuda is Edom Zomim. So he learns it out from Eidin Zomim. The Ilav Ayah bin Akosa Rasha. The Goli learned Eidin Zomim without the Zeres Akosu of Ayah bin Akosa Rasha of Eidin Zomim. Have a mina bechol duchta lav shein b'maisa in Lokin Alav. So you still need Ayah bin Akosa Rasha because without that I wouldn't know Eidin Zomim's Malkus anyway. That's Tosis. So therefore the Gemara's Teretz that it's Rav Shein Bo Maisa, and Lokin Alav is good for Rabbi Yehuda also because we're going now without Vayim Ben HaKosa Rasha. But Bo Maisa, without Vayim Ben HaKosa Rasha, I wouldn't know Rav Shein Bo Maisa Lokin Alav because you need Eidim Zomim. How do you know Eidim Zomim? Only from Vayim Ben HaKosa Rasha. That's Tosis. Rabbi Kiv Eger here on the side, the Gilin HaShas, asks, Kashali Mikom Mokom, Afim Loksiv v'etzdiko v'ershiu. Now, Lamaisa, he makes a cheshbon like this. You don't, Tosis is talking Eidim Zomim, but Kibega says like this. If it doesn't say v'etzdiko v'ershiu, in nichtav rak v'ayim bin mikosa rasha. So what would we know? Without v'etzdiko, what should we know? We should know that you get malchus by what? By motzi shemra. Because of Bin, the Yisru, the Yisru. The Acha Kachanel of Misham, the Avshay Maisa Lokin, Umer Chayav and Ha'edim Malkus Vishim Losana. I don't understand Kivegas Kasha for the following reason. I mean, Lemaisa, Yehuda learns it from a Tzad Hashav. So, Lechera, what did Kivega mean to ask? You couldn't get Moshe Shema by yourself. You need Edim Zomim as well. He's saying you don't need the Tzdiku. How do you know Eidim Zomim get Malkus? So he might maybe he means you get to learn Eidim Zomim from Moshe Shemra. That's what he means to ask. That's what he means to ask. But if you hold it. But if you hold that in something is not a knas, right? So then you can learn from Ibn Zalman. Tosis kasha bayas was for Rav Meir. Rav Meir should learn Ibn Zalman from Motzi Shem Ra, because Rav Meir holds Ibn Zalman is like Rabbi Akiva, it's a knas. The Gemara says further in our Amud that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can learn from Ibn Zalman and Motzi Shem Ra to everywhere else. They're both a knas. That's Gemara. No. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ibn Zalman is not a knas. So if it's not a knas, then he can learn Ibn Zalman from where? From Motzi Shem. So what's up with Kibbeg's kash? See, the cheshbon is similar to what we're asking in our Tosis, but I don't understand the kasha over here where he's asking it. Binyamin, when you asked it over here, I hear the kasha. But Kibbeger is asking a similar cheshbon, but I don't understand the cheshbon. Again, let's go slow. Everyone, start over here, by us. Hear the Binyamin's kasha over here, by us? Start by that. Okay. What did Tosis ask? What do we need, Vayam bin Akosa Rasha, to tell me Gemalkas and Losana? Let's learn Adam Zalman from Motzi Shema, according to Rav Meir, that Rav Shema Maisa Lokan Olaf, so you get Malkus for Losana. Tosus Kash. Tosus answers. Yeah, but you wouldn't know Motzi Shema's Malkus without what? Vayam bin Akosa Rasha. Because of bin, Yesu Yesu. So Binyamin asked a good Kash. He says, yeah, that's why you need Vayam bin Akosa Rasha. But the kasha should still be valid, because what do you need what? What do you need? Yivitzdik. Okay, so that, I don't have a teretz. That's a good cheshbon. Rabbi Kibbeger makes a similar cheshbon on the Tosis and Sanhedrin. But here I don't understand Rabbi Kibbeger's kasha. Let's go over Tosis and Sanhedrin and Rabbi Kibbeger's kasha there. It's a similar type of a kasha, but in its context over there, I don't hear the kasha. Tosis and Sanhedrin is going on what we have in the Gemara by Yash, based on the days. The Gemara asks, typically milosana, what in vitziku, by ibn akosa rasha, typically milosana. The more answers of Rav Maisa, it's a Rav Shiv Maisa and Lokan Alav, so you wouldn't know to get Malkus. Says Tosi, yeah, but Rav Yehuda holds, you get Malkus of Rav Shiv Maisa. So how could the Gemara be saying it according to Rav Yehuda? So Tosi's answers, yes, the Gemara needs it even for Rav Yehuda. Why? Because Rav Yehuda only knows that you get Malkus by learning it from where? From Eden Zomman. But how do you know Eden Zomman get Malkus? From Vayim bin Akosa Rasha. So the Gemara, without Vayim bin Akosa Rasha, without the Gemara here, without the Cheshbon, the Tzdik of Vayim bin Akosa Rasha, you wouldn't know that Eden Zomman get Malkus. Therefore, you wouldn't be able to say that Rav Shein B'maisa lo kenala. Because you need Eden Zomman for that. You don't yet know Eden Zomman, so the Gemara is good. That's Tosis Terence. Asked Rabbi Kibbeger, but still, what did he vitzdiku? That's why it's a similar type of akasha. Why did he vitzdiku? Vayim bin Akosa Rasha would be sufficient without vitzdiku. How so? Vayim bin Akosa Rasha will allow me to know that you get Malkus where? By Motzi Shema. Oh, if I have Malkus from Motzi Shema, now I can learn from Motzi Shema to where? To Edom Zomin. So now I know you get Malkus by Edom Zomin. And I don't need this. Chara, the cheshbon is, I don't understand the cheshbon. Why would you learn from Motzi Shema to Eden Zomavin? The only way to do that is to assume that Motzi Shema is Knas, Eden Zomavin is also Knas. That's good for Rav Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says here in the same Amud, that Rabbi Yehuda holds not like Rabbi Akiva. He holds that Eden Zomavin is not a Knas. So he couldn't learn from Motzi Shema to Eden Zomin. So the cheshbon Rabbi Kibbeger's kasha, I don't understand. But it's a similar type of a kasha that we're asking here. What do you need vitzdiku? Vayim bin Akosa Rasha, I understand. What do you need vitzdiku? Kibbeger's cheshbon in this particular place, I don't hear so well, because the Chayr Rabbi Yehuda couldn't learn from Motzi Shema to Eden Zomin. No? Confusing? Not confusing? Good. Next Tosis. Okay. Right. Savalak Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So what does the Gemara answer for Rabbi Meir? How can you learn from Motzi Shemra? Gamem Motzi Shemra, Lokam Mishalem, Avkol Mok Ai, Motzi Shemra is a Knas. So what does the Gemara respond? Savalak Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir holds Rabbi Akiva. The Eden Zomin is a Knas. So therefore, Rav Meir holds by Eden Zomin Loka Mishalim. Nu. So now we have to think carefully about what is the Nekudas Machokes, Rameir and Chachamim, about Loki Mishalem, and the scope of this Machokes. Yeah. So the Gemara works out why Rameir holds in the Mishnah, Edom Zom and Loki Mishalem, because he holds that it's a Knas just like Motzi Shemra. Perush, Ulahachi Yalef Yalem in Motzi Shemra, because it's a Knas by Edom Zom and it's a Knas in Motzi Shemra. What does Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan don't learn from Motzi Shemra. Why not? Rabbanan Savri Mamonahu. The Chachamim who don't learn from Motzi Shemra, they hold that Edom Zomen is Mama. Ulahachi lo yalfino in Motzi Shemra. This is what's going on here. The Machlokes, Rabbanan and the Chacham, whether we can learn from Motzi Shemra, Lokim Mishalim or not, is going to depend on what? On whether Edom Zomen is a Knas. So then he could learn from Motzi Shemra to Edom Zomim, or Edom Zomim is a Mama, in which case he couldn't learn from Motzi Shemra to Edom Zomim. Mashma. Have everyone learned this Tosfos already? We're holding? I see some faces. No. How many did the Tosfos already? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Would it be better if I gave you a chance to learn it before I read it? Yeah. Okay, but it's a short Seder tomorrow, so you have to start early to get on time to Seder, to start early tonight, okay? Okay, good. Okay.